I'm joined in conversation with the digital strategist, Joshua Roeda. Good morning, Joshua Roeda, and welcome to the Overnight Live Show.
Good morning, Blue, and good morning to all the listeners. I'm loving the positive vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, take it away.
Okay, cool. So, Joshua, let's start at the beginning, because I'm not like, really, this is mind-blowing for me, and I love efficient and effective technology. So let's start from the beginning. Let's take a few steps back. Are criminals really one up on technology?
Well, I think historically, criminals have always been the innovators of finding smarter ways to commit crime, and have very often created like security innovation for a lot of brands. So a lot of the time, they are one up on most home public access-based security systems, but that doesn't make the systems ineffective.
Mm-hmm. And how safe then are the apps which we can use for home surveillance, and even those apps which we can use to monitor our babies in various rooms or our pets that we leave at home in the house?
Well, I mean, there's perceived safety on anything that we use or download. I think one must also be a bit smarter, like read the terms and conditions and look at what type of access some of these apps have on your device. But for the most part, if you stick to the well-known and established apps as well as technologies, you generally have a pretty high rate of privacy and security success. So I think one must also just be a little bit smart when you're looking at these products. Sometimes the cheapest product isn't always the best product to buy.
Mm-hmm. And now let's talk about the security surveillance apps for our phones. Do you know of any good ones, and are you using any at the moment?
I personally don't utilize any home security apps. I've had the privilege of setting up a few with there are a variety of security providers in South Africa, as we know, that armed responses and things like that is a very popular product.
Mm.
But there are some surveillance and home security specialist companies here in South Africa that have like fully integrated systems where you can log into the CCTV system from your smartphone. You can use the intercom at the front door. Let's say, for example, someone's coming to drop off a parcel and they push the front doorbell, that it will actually prompt me on my phone that there's someone at the door, and I can answer the intercom from my phone. So, you know, there's amazing technology out there, and I've set up some of these things during my time in the IT sector. And for the most part, they were originally, a couple of years ago, very expensive solutions. But because of the advancement of technology, it's now cost-effective for people to buy a product off the shelf from like a Takealot or a tech store, and they can set up these devices themselves.
Mm. I read Joshua online an article from CNET.com, and it said that our old cell phones can be used as a wireless security camera. And I went, wait, what? But what I'd like to know, rather, is do you think it's a good idea to use something like an old cell phone, hide it away somewhere, obviously, and have a security camera app running and monitor our homes like that? Or is it more cost-effective, or is there rather more cost-effective way on keeping an eye on our houses?
Well, I mean, if you've got an old device lying around, you may as well put it to some good use, you know. And the cool thing with cell phones is, I mean, you can literally, like, plonk them in a cup somewhere, you know, on a shelf. They generally have a wide field of view from their camera perspectives. So it is a very cost-effective way that you can utilize an old device like that as a home monitoring camera. It's had some success stories over the years of people, you know, monitoring their nanny babysitters that have come while they go out on date night and they've wanted to check in. But most of the new affordable cameras now that you can buy off the shelf are wireless, and they have two-way communication. So you can actually log in on your phone and you can speak back to your phone and it will play on the other side. So that's also quite cool.
That sounds very cool. I mean, like, I should be getting onto something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people end up buying these very affordable cameras to keep up with their pets, to, you know, check in on their house from time to time and just make sure everything's running smoothly. Mm. I mean, people can go really, really overboard with home automation and security, and I don't think that's necessarily a good or a bad thing. But again, the more advanced you go, there tends to be a little bit of a price attached to it.
Yeah.
But there are some pretty cool things that you can do. These open source projects that you can go and read up on how to unlock your front door, all different types of things. So there's no limitation to what we can imagine and can do. But I just think one should be a little bit smart when playing around with these things. What is the long-term ramification?
Yeah. If you've just tuned in, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talks Overnight Live. I'm your host, Blue Masoga, the original blueprint. The time now is 31 minutes after midnight, and on the phone with me is digital strategist Joshua Ruda, and we are talking about CCTV cameras and other home monitoring technology that you can easily access via an app. Because, I mean, guys, let's be honest, it's one of those things that I know for myself, Joshua, I don't probably think about it until, like, I have to. For instance, right now, as we are speaking to you, like, I will leave town for several of weeks, and I know that sometimes I'm going to have to look after my friend's curious puppy who likes to put everything in his mouth. And I mean, worst of all, I wouldn't want my place to be, like, broken into. So this is another way of ensuring that at least I've got some sort of a surveillance option when I'm not around my house. So Joshua, do you think it's not easy to hack mobile apps when we are using such surveillances for ourselves?
Well, anything that's on a network or on the internet is open to vulnerabilities. I always say that you need to have a reason that people want to really commit some type of, you know, brute force attack on a device and gain access to those things. Mm. And also at the same time, like, not making it obvious that you have all of these cool technology and devices in your house, I think, is the first step. Is like, there was a thing that we used to have in the city, which was stash it, don't flash it. And I think that same thing should apply. Like, how many people do you want to tell, like, hey, check out this super cool thing, I can check it on my home and all that type of stuff? It's like one of those things that you just keep to yourself, you do it quietly, you get it all set up, and it's in that privacy that you have with yourself and your loved ones that you know that, you know, this is our surveillance system and that. And the whole idea is that you don't broadcast that message to the world. But generally, the new standards of wireless security, if you stick to those standards, it does make it a little bit harder for people to crack those or decipher the passwords. Choosing a good quality password is also the first step in the right direction. But anything that's on a network, on the internet, is open to some form of vulnerability. But don't let that be your deterring factor. I just think, as I was saying before, you know, people need to be smart about the way they utilize these technologies.
Yeah. And if like you said, I mean, if it can be this easy for one to access such a security camera by mobile device, would it not be so easy then for the criminals to do likewise? So is there a way of protecting your privacy on such apps?
Yeah, well, one of the things is, if you're utilizing just purely the SIM card in the phone, it's a lot harder to hack an LTE-based network because your IP addresses are constantly changing and stuff. If you connect it to a Wi-Fi router in your house and you want to save on data costs, then, you know, they would have to first have access to your router, and most of the new routers do have pretty good security options built in, designed for out-of-the-box setups to be as strong as possible. But I think the biggest risk is when, let's say, for example, you put this device whether it's a cell phone or it's an IP camera on your network, and you don't secure it properly, and you're giving your Wi-Fi password out to all your mates that come over, and eventually someone with a little bit of tech savvy will be like, hey, check, you've got an IP camera, and they start like logging in and you're like taking the mickey out of you. But normally most of the IP camera devices require a username and password as an additional login to be able to even view through the app. So, you know, there are some precautions, and they're pretty good. They have to be. That's why we have these sort of regulatory bodies like ICASA and other security groups that keep these standards. Like even Wi-Fi in your home has got a standard that's managed by a group of people around the world to make sure that the vulnerabilities are kept to a minimum.
Yeah. And now it sounds, to be honest with you, it sounds like a ton of work. Like it sounds like it's like a lot of work that one has to do. You got to be secretive, and then it's going to work, it's not going to work, don't tell friends. But I guess it's the price one has to pay in order to ensure that they are keeping their houses a little bit safe.
Yeah. I mean, like if you get an unlimited spend credit card, you know, are you going to go and just like tell everybody around the world, hey, check it this, I've got this unlimited spend credit card, I never have to pay it back. Like, you know, you're going to become a target.
Sure.
So it's kind of like the same thing, you know. That we live in a society where we're taught to share so freely through social media, but sometimes it's the simple thing of just like keeping it hush and to yourself is like the strongest form of security. Most vulnerabilities in security networks and homes and things like that, are the main point of intrusion into these systems is via a face-to-face or phone call interaction, where through a bit of, that's why they call them professional con artists, through that conversation to get you to reveal your password or to give a password over the phone. And that's like 70% of the time the way these vulnerabilities occur. So keeping hush is like one of the strongest forms of security that you can have.
Now let's talk about the old CCTV cameras, which one can buy for like cheap at your Cash Crusaders or any other secondhand shop for that matter of fact. Can those be altered to be used by mobile device as well, or can't they?
Well, those old coax systems, they're like coax cable systems. They're super, super cheap now. So like you can pick up like a full camera system for like R1,800, maybe even cheaper, $1,500. And most of those devices, the sort of controller box for it, did have the option to set up that you could remote view via an app. The only thing that I found is, having worked with some of these devices, is it's a little bit more of an advanced level to set up to do that. And so I think the new IP cameras make it really, really easy, especially when they're paired with good quality apps. And this has been like one of the major technology drivers overseas is these automation security companies that are app-driven, but you could go and buy those slightly older coax systems at a really affordable price, but you might need to consult a tech expert or an IT person just to help you set up the network inside so that you can view it from your cell phone. So it's not impossible, but it's just a little bit harder than some of the slightly newer technologies.
Sure. And you keep mentioning these IP cameras or apps, if I'm not mistaken. And I just wanted to find out from you, what are the most important features to look out for when one is purchasing such CCTV cameras for themselves?
Well, I think, you know, one that has a standard when it comes to the wireless technology. So, as much as it drives me crazy, but make sure that it's an ICASA registered device, and it adheres to the same protocols as most wireless security standards, and that you will be able to read on the box. It will, you know, normally say, I'll just give you an example. It will be like the Wi-Fi standard, which is 802.11, and then the wireless security, which is WPA2, which is one of the latest advancements of authentication. I know it all sounds very gibberish, but
it
those
does.
Are like the things to look out for.
Yeah.
And then, it's pretty much then a matter of seeing a lot of the times on the boxes will say, like, comes with this app or download this app to set up for wireless monitoring. So, and then setting up a customized password is obviously pretty crucial to that process.
Yeah. And now this may seem like a little silly question, Joshua, but bear with me. So now let's say I've bought my camera and I've set up my my app and all's good, all's dandy and well. But then how does this work with the alarm system company that I've got in place? Because if it's there, it's not like now I'm going to get up from my office and run home to go and get the criminals. So what then happens?
Yeah. So certain alarm companies here in South Africa have integrated emergency buttons, which you can control via device. So with some of these cameras, it will have an alarm function built into the app. And you can, via network, connect to some of the newer alarm system panels with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not a bad idea to check out I cannot remember their name, but a new company that's launched that has a panic button software. It's manned 24 hours by a full team of people, and they have amazing response time with connecting the alert to your security provider. So, you know, it might be more sort of smart to utilize an app like that, because a lot of the older control panels for the alarm systems might not have the facilities to link in this newer device which you've just added. And if the technology works for you as an alarm system, why go through that whole expense of upgrading it for one extra feature? So it might just mean downloading an additional app and a small subscription service to activate the panic button through your phone.
Sure. With regards to this panic button app, are you talking about Ice Plus?
I think that wasn't that the Vodacom driven app. There's a new one that's just been launched. They've been advertising quite consistently online with a very, very positive track record. But for the life of me, I can't remember their name. Just as you mentioned, there's been quite a few of these apps that have been launched recently.
Yeah.
And they tend to all have very good success rates because their financial success relies 100% on the ability to give the best response time. So they generally tend to work quite well.
That's amazing to hear. I mean, it's great to know that home security is getting cheaper, smarter, and easier every year, especially to keep our loved ones and ourselves home safe in the comfort of our own homes.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Joshua, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Awesome, Blue, and have a fantastic rest of your show. And if you guys have any questions, you know who to call.
For sure. Thank you so much, Joshua.